Previously on Squatch Smashers.
You are the father.
Father? No! But the...
No.
Of what? There is a 99.999999 to infinity percent chance that you are the father of Zeke Delfor.
I do believe I have the vapors.
I do believe I have whatever a vapor would have. If it could have the vapors, the solids, down I go.
But that doesn't explain the 1% pony.
Let me give you another bit of fatherly advice, Zeke. Anytime two women are open to a threesome, you do it. Even if one of them is a Bigfoot, who has a creepy pony that's sort of hanging around in the firelight.
That would make it
a Tondini.
The second season of Squatch Smashers starts now.
I'm out of the booth, baby. Nobody can stop me.
I'll stop biting me. I was going to use that neck later.
Hey, Dan, stop attacking the announcer.
Bite me, son. What part of nobody can stop me? Don't you understand?
Jenny, tase Vlad.
Tasing the hell out of Vlad.
Tase what now? Ass. Double ass.
Watch your asses, vampire. Attacking me comes at a price.
Fah, I am a vampire. I am so strong. You wouldn't believe it. I bet I could do more lunges than you.
Oh, really? The announcer was suddenly swole and much stronger than a vampire.
Look at the size of his terps and his dorts.
Here in my realm, while introducing the show, my powers are nearly unlimited. Foolish vampire.
Oh man, suddenly swole's my second favorite. Ben and Jerry's extreme recombinant bovine growth hormone flavor.
What is the first? And don't say mint pistachio.
Transition in vanilla for pituitary raisins. By far the best. By far.
Meanwhile, the huge and awesome announcer punches Vlad with the force of a mortar.
I regret nothing.
Season 2 is starting out weirder and more unnecessarily violent than Season 1.
Updating Wikipedia page accordingly.
You know, while he's gone, I'm going to take advantage of the situation, and I'm going to eat this blood cupcake. Turns out, being part of vampire, I kind of like blood a little bit, but don't tell Vlad.
I'm back again, baby.
Don't mind this cupcake. This blood cupcake, it's made with blood, and it's not mine. It's not mine. It wasn't mine. I thought you'd be away longer, but this isn't mine. It's Jenny's. Jenny's blood.
I had to hurry. We hadn't even talked about how great the IABD network of shows and entertainment is.
I just assumed they dumped us for a younger, perkier, and more vivacious podcast. I know I did.
They tried, but geeks talking about geek movies in a geeky way version 9001 is already on the Geeklebits network.
Yeah, Geeklebits is scooping up all the good ones. Well, thanks for hustling and ensure we met our contractual obligation to the wonderful IABD network.
There's no need to thank me. I'm a goddamn professional.
Nikki tells you how to live your life. Nikki is back for season 2. Every Wednesday, Nikki presents a weekly advice series on our YouTube channel called Nikki Tells You How to Live Your Life. You'll never guess what she does on it. She tells you how to live your life. What? And some of that advice is actually decent. I mean, a lot you should probably take with a grain of salt, but occasionally there's a tiny, tiny, tiny pearl of wisdom. Head on over to iabdpresents.com to check out this and all of our programs. And please support us at patreon.com/iabd. Now back to the mall with you mortals. The announcer waves his hand and looks awesome while doing so. Also, check out our incredible new theme song.
Squatch Smasher, that's who we are. Squatch
Well, that was just awesome. Welcome to Squatch Smashers, a weekly look.
Hello, I'm your host, Zeke Delfour, coming at you live from the Dunglewood.
Hold on, you're supposed to wait for me to tell them about your previous shows.
Dang it, I forgot all the ordering and sequencing and whatnot, how this works. I'm Rusty.
No, you're Zeke.
Zing.
Well, anyway, that guy talking was Vlad. He's my dad. And a vampire. Vampire Dad. Vlad the Dad.
Zeke Delfour. You may remember him from...
Never mind on that. Let's not dwell on the past and who hosted what show or who had a threesome and forsook their son for 40 years.
Zing.
All right. I guess I'll just see you at the end of the episode then.
You're just one-third related, so, you know, let's not get carried away. In fact, don't mention it to anyone.
Audience, we just found all this stuff out. I've managed to completely integrate all of the shocking revelations of Season 1 and the pivotal mid-season mini-episodes into my psyche already. I'm okay with it, but my pappy is having a hard time adjusting. Aren't you, pappy?
Oh, listen, that is not...
The Big Pappy.
My psyche is...
Big Pappy Vlad.
My identity as your...
Big Pappy V. Big Pappy V. Look, I'm trying out new nicknames for you. Do you like Big Pappy V or Pops so far?
You know that the booth door is open right now, right? Like, I could come out there and just... And
give me a big fatherly hug. Oh, man, that would be great, Wubba. Ooh, I like that one. I'm going to call you Wubba.
One, nobody calls their father Wubba. Two, where is my precious... Oh, there he is. Out of the way, Fluffy Wubkins. Oh, sweet Megan Mullally. Oh, that's what Big Pappy V needs.
Back to the nose candy, eh? We'll see about that, Dad.
What? Are you trying to foreshadow me? Oh, don't you dare foreshadow me, young man. Oh, because I will foreshadow you right back. Nice untorn shirt you have there.
Man, this intro section is... all out of order. You know what? We're too far into it now. We're just going to have to make the best of it. Now, as I said, I am Zeke Delfour, and I'm coming at you from the Dunglewood Mall.
Slogan?
Beg pardon?
A slogan. I mean, you're supposed to have a slogan for yourself and another one for the mall.
After much soul-searching, I decided this episode needed to stand on its own without the addition of crass commercial messages into an otherwise very important and special episode.
What's so special about this episode?
You'll see.
I like how your hand hasn't been mangled in a blender.
Human approaching. Should I destroy it?
And that's Jenny Model 8675309, a monster-killing robot who obeys my every command for some reason. Now, Jenny, what did we talk about regarding your incineration to walk by traffic?
It's bad for business. We never get to incinerate anyone.
Hey, y'all. It is I, Timmy Pillows, head of security and Dunglewood Mall's greatest defender. Oh, looky there. It's a big robot. Oh, that's funny. Well, that looks familiar. Is that Richard?
Hey! Hey, you lot! Yeah, you there, the one that looks like a plop of sour cream. The vampire in a theme bar killbot. Shut your yobs. We're about to have a talent show here.
Oh, shoot, Noodles. Well, this is my fault, Zeke. You know what? I forgot that we had the food court booked already.
Danny... guard the exits of the sound booth as per the plan, please.
Command accepted. Arming garlic aioli ravioli railguns.
Timmy, let's get started.
Vlad, now your friend, family, and ambivalent robot have called you here today.
Called me here? But I'm always here. I've been trapped here for weeks by my friend and family, and more latterly, the ambivalent robot.
Mm-hmm. I have called you here today to tell you that they love you, they believe in you, and gosh darn it, they want you to be the best lad you can be. So today, they wanted to talk to you about how your addiction has affected them. Well, that's kind of selfish.
All right, Dunglewood. Is everyone ready for Dunglewood Have Got Talents? It's Northwestern PA's premier talent search with me, David Pidgey, your host and MC.
Oh, beans and crackers. Zeke, you know, maybe this isn't the best time to do this.
But you said today was the last day you could do it, because tomorrow you're leaving on vacation to Mankini Beach.
Flapjacks, you're right.
Thanks, everybody. Now, before we start the contest, let's meet our esteemed panel of judges. From Jamaica, Bob Marley's third cousin, twice removed, Doc Fleefa.
Yeah, Mom, we coming to get the show with exciting good rhythm. Now we gonna get that Luke.
Now, Vlad, Zeke came to me and said his daddy. Now, that was exciting to find out, by the way. And Mazel Tov, it's a boy. Well, anyway, he was in a pickle with that Colombian snow, so I suggested an intervention, and I was glad to volunteer my leadership. And also, Zeke is giving me 50% of all proceeds on commemorative t-shirts.
Commemorative t-shirts?
Yes. Available exclusively at SquatchMashers.com. You can get a 10% discount with code VERYSPECIALEPISODE at checkout. Actually, you gotta shorten it to VSPECEP, but it means very special episode. And let me tell you, you can feel it way down your nether regions when you say it. VSPECEP. Mmm, that's warm.
Our next judge is the love child of Annie Lennox and Angus Young. He's 3'8" of Scottish musical royalty, Arnst McGregor.
That's great to be here. I'm going to judge the talent like a toothless prat trying to snack on the fruit juicy.
Look, I can stop anytime I want. I just don't want to. Besides, what if the best version of me is the version of me that's got a constant skull full of Peruvian crystal?
And our third judge, the incomparable artist behind sing-along hits such as Rolling in the Deep, but you tire me, and you tire me, and
hello,
it's Adele.
Yes, of course. It's got to be good. I do think it's a good. Do we have anybody what's?
Now, be that as it may, Zeke feels that you are addicted to Satan's sugar substitute, and we've gathered a number of people here to speak to you.
That's right. In these intervention how-to guides I got from special edition Bazooka Joe chewing gum packets, it says you have to have people come in and talk about how your addiction has impacted them.
Now, it turns out the concept of an intervention was adapted from the format of This Is Your Life. Except, you know, in this case, it's for assholes.
Now, our first contestant on the Dunglewood Have Got Talent is
me. I've won this thing 9 years in a row. I'm not about to give up the title. This is a song of facts that need to be said a long time ago.
Yu-Gi-Oh! It offers a cast. Yu-Gi-Oh! Probably has syphilis. Monster farm, nobody watches. Monster farm at the swamp is. Yu-Gi-Oh, we don't have the cash. Yu-Gi-Oh probably has syphilis. Digimon need a Digimon really bites ass. Monster farm, nobody watches. Monster farm at the swamp is. Yu-Gi-Oh, we don't have the cash. Yu-Gi-Oh probably has syphilis.
Now, Vlad, I feel like you should state your whole name here for some gravitas. What is your complete Christian name?
First name, Vladimir. Middle name, bite me and go to hell. Last name, your mom. Junior.
Mm-hmm. Well, I strongly suspect that that is not your real name. So I'm just going to call you Vlad the Ungrateful Sumbitch Junior.
Yeah, oh, fine. Great. Great. Hold on.
Our next contestant is a local business owner.
Now we're going to kick off the errand of grievances with someone we didn't even really know you'd had grieved. Well, until we put up them flyers around the mall asking people for stories of disgruntlement with you.
In fact, he's the proprietor of a store right here in the mall.
Please welcome our first complainant.
Marshall.
Zootalor, I forgot I signed up for the talent show. It has always been my dream to grovel for the fame among the stupid Americans.
Oh, dirty dishes. Zeke, I just think the timing here is bad. We need to reschedule the intervention.
Seconded.
Applejacks, I got an idea. Marcel, can you sing your grievances about Vlad?
But of course, any French song that isn't about cunnilingus is a list of grievances about Eastern Europeans. Plus half of the ones that are specifically about cunnilingus are as well. Tiny Minky, grind me a tin.
All right, everybody, all right. Now, listen, we're all going to sing our grievances. And the best grievance, as voted by the judges, gets a $100,000 recording contract with Sony Records. Ooh. Zeke, now you're up, son. Get up there and give him 7 ounces of heck in a 5-ounce bag. You know, so that heck is just bursting at the seams. Just like my favorite actor, The Rock. Oh, he's a hunk of burning love.
Oh, already? For me? Me? Okay. I appear to have accidentally eaten my written statement, so I was trying to scribble some notes on my hand here, and now those are all messed up from where I bit my hand out of the nervousness.
Now, it will be fine. I believe in you, buddy. Just go on. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I will... Here goes. All right. Do I look okay?
Oh, you look great.
All right. You know, I wish I hadn't lost my notes because they were alphabetized and everything. And, I might have some other copy in my car and I could just go out and get it.
Zeke, just go with what you have, son. You are the best.
Wow. You are pretty good at this, Timmy Pillows.
Okay, Dunglewood. Are you ready for the next contestant?
Zeke, go on, go ahead. Why is Zeke on the floor?
He swallowed his whole hand when they said next contestant. He'll be fine, though. He's good at struggling for air. Well, I guess that was a good intervention. See you all around.
Oh, you sit down, mister. Zeke paid all these people to be here, and they are going to air their grievances, or my name isn't Timmy Pillows.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
You don't scare me, Jenny, and other guy whose name escapes me at the moment.
It is I, Timmy Pillows!
I'm going to not move because it's fun to be stationary.
No, exciting. Let's get right to it with our next contestant, Zeke. No. Okay. Okay. Next up, Gooby.
Thanks. Because of my fluid legal situation, I'd like to first state that I am not Gooby, but I am his unrelated stand-in. Unrelated and that there is no relationship between us in a legal sense. I'll be performing my grievances in spoken word format. Because what's simpler than doing spoken word during a singing contest? If that's okay with our fine host here.
Sounds great. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, Vlad, if I can call you Vlad.
Don't care.
Vlad, when you started sending Zeke over to my old restaurant, I was originally grateful. Grateful that I had someone to hoover up my old worn-out mung supplies. See, nobody had ever eaten my mung before. It was mostly there to take up space and look good in the pictures. Cost of doing business, you see. But once you sent old Zeke over to feast on my mung, I saw what was once an expense turn into my greatest source of profit. And for that, I want to thank you.
Hey, y'all. These are supposed to be grievances.
Right. I get a little off track there. For that, I apologize. Well, that's all the time I can be in one place. I'm taking a big risk being here, so I guess I'll wrap it up by thanking Vlad once again for bringing my best customer to me. I wish I had 100 of you, and I really mean that. Thank you, and God bless.
Best grievance ever. Oh, Geronimo! What else you got?
Okay, that was not musical at all. Judges, Donk Spleefa.
Oh, he had no fun in his drunk mind.
Arndt McGregor.
Bah! Shite!
And finally, Adele.
He won't go no sing song, ain't he?
Now let's focus, people! Grievances!
And thus began a parade of grievances flying back and forth in a manner that the bustling little city of Dunglewood had never seen before. Like an industrial machine designed to make grievances fly back and forth.
Welcome, Master Chad.
Students, give me a beat.
Now, I'm Master Chad, and I'm here to say I'm bringing up complaints in a karate way. I'm spitting out gold, I'm the rap god goat. You're spitting out blood, cause I chopped you in the throat. Making more zeros than Japan with Tojo. 1940s reference from my lyrical dojo. Now I'll say this about coke-addicted Vlad. I just found out he's Zeke's long-lost dad. He taught me techniques that I found rad. I don't just make it paper and I swim in fat stacks. Since Vlad gave me a hint, a martial arts hack. Thanks to Vlad's idea, I'm rolling in the coin. He said to miss the throat and focus on the groin. Your whack rhymes are weak, you can't bring this funk. When you step up to me, I'll chop you in the junk. Others may mean ill, and in Vlad's place they're hateful. But I for one am chill, and to Vlad's face I'm grateful.
Master Chad out!
Oh, come on, that was awesome! That's two grievances thanking me so far. I mean, who knew that Master Chad was so funky? Well, maybe not funky, but I mean, you have to admit, that was pretty good. I mean, compared to what we all thought it was gonna be.
You know, as unexpectedly not terrible as that was, I have to admit nothing to you, Junior. And not admitting things, well, you know, that's how I made it in the military.
Wow, folks! That was... okay, I guess. Yeah, not as good as me, of course, but let's get to the judges! Our next contestant is... Jenny.
All systems are go.
Wow! Wow, a robot! Huh, this is great! With your advanced circuitry and your electronics, you should be able to do any style of music in the world. What's it gonna be? Opera? Rock? Rock opera? That's all three styles, whichever one it is. I can't wait to hear it.
Spoken word.
What a bunch of shit.
Now commencing with Vlad-related diatribe.
Total bullshit. Double bullshit. I said fuck double bullshit. It's Casio bullshit. Fuck is this?
Vlad brought me back to life when I was deactivated in a lost room. Now I am sentient again, and his contributions to the situation are not superfluous.
Is she breaking? What's she trying to say?
I want to thank Vlad.
Well, snack baskets. This is going all kinds of wrong. And I can't help but think that I have to take full responsibility to blame Zeke for this.
Yes, that's three out of four, and nobody really cares what a French guy has to say. So it's unanimous. I'm awesome on cocaine. So, more cocaine.
Is he conscious yet? Could this be true? Could Vlad be a better person while on the devil's sniff glitter?
Could it be true indeed? Maybe this intervention could use an intervention of its own.
Why are you even talking? I know I have some grievances about it being a two-parter. Plus, where's the commercial?
I pushed this button!
Welcome to McFoley's House of Sound. I got any sound you need for your audio production. Easy! Let's listen to some actual real-life customers who are real and actual!
I would like the sound of space and time ripping apart, please.
Number seven, vacuum cleaner sounds behind a reverse alarm clock and a Wilhelm scream with the bass removed. Sure, no problem. Coming right up.
I need the wailing of the endless melancholy of eternity itself as it becomes self-aware.
You mean a jalopy? Why don't people just ask for a fucking jalopy? Fine. And number 31, a jazz wolf playing in an echo chamber with snakes and harps. A little extra reverb. You got it. You know, very easy.
I require a million war squids fighting a million vegetable-based samurai in a sea of molasses and bubble wrap.
Oh yeah, number 42, stereo armpit farts, splitted with jiggling keys, sped up and dropped an octave layer over two lumberjacks wrestling. I just got a fresh shipment of that in today.
One Mother Earth rejoicing in creation itself as stem cells audibly divide, please.
Absolutely. It's a cat walking on plastic sheeting while a Lebanese clown instructor does a cover of Lady Gaga's Poker Face on the kazoo reverse. This is number 84. I got four of them left, but hold on. Before you ask, you cannot use an actual Lebanese clown for that. You gotta use a Lebanese clown instructor. So there you got it, right? If you do a fictional podcast, a video production, you need a sound, you gotta look no farther than McFoley's House of Sound!
Oh, well, man, where am I? Did my foreshadowing work? Was the intervention successful? Is Big Pappy V clean and sober? Why are you right by my face?
In order. One,
you are on the ground. Two, your foreshadowing was terrible. Four answers three. I'm doing lines off your forehead.
Oh, man, what the hell?
Nosferatu.
What the hell?
Speaking of foreshadowing...
Oh, my sixth favorite shirt!
Squatch Smashers Season 2, Episode 1. Vlad's Intervention was produced and edited by Darren Essler. Written by Darren Essler, Ann Man McDonald, and George Pete Kaliotis. Vlad the Vampire was played by George Pete Kaliotis. Please follow him on Twitter, at Kaliotis. Darren Essler played Zeke Delfour and some other characters. Matt McDonald brought great nuance to Arnch McGregor. We had two special guest stars this week, reprising his role as fan favorite Timmy Pillows, was himself a fan favorite, Charlie Wyrock. Check the notes on our webpage for his IMDb page address. Jason Page played David Pidgey and Clifford A. McFoley. Please check out jasonpage.com. That's JASONPAIGE.com. And you can see his other work and you can contact him. He wrote and performed the awesome new theme song, this cool end credits song that you can hear underneath me. He's incredibly talented, and you should really just hire him. You can find out how on his webpage, jasonpage.com. We are proud members of the Columbus, Ohio-based IABD Presents Network. Please go to iabdpresents.com to check out the myriad of shows there. That's right, it's a myriad. If you like the show, please share it with any friends who have a sense of humor. Just tell them to go to www.squashmashers.com. They can get everything there, contact info, merchandise, show credits, anything they want. Now everyone go have a beverage, and thanks for listening.
Who are you to power? And who are you to power? The